This is a download from the BBC. For more information, go to bbc.co.uk/radio1.
Okay, we like to do this now and again. We're all a bit tired at the moment on the team. We've been working together very closely for, well, a long time now. There was the whole One Night with Laura tour where we had to live on a bus together. And we did the breakfast show for 2 weeks. It's been very intense, hasn't it? And we've been living in each other's pockets quite a lot. And sometimes, when you work that closely with people, you need some time just to clear the air, you know? To vent your feelings. You need to get it out there so it can be forgotten.
Yes.
Honesty is always the best policy. Which is why it's time for us to play the honesty game again on Radio 1. We did this about 2 months ago. And I feel that, you know, tensions have been building up since then. And we just all need to get it out again. So what will happen is we'll turn the lights off. If we could dim the lights now, please. Okay. Thank you. That'll be the lights dim then.
Dear.
And what we'll do is we will go around each member of the team. And any grievance that you might have with any other member of the team, I want you to share it with us now. And because the lights are off, we are now in the safe zone,
right.
Which means anything you say will not be taken to heart, will not be taken personally. We can just forget about it and move on, all right? And the lights signify the safe zone.
Will they be taken on board, though, when the lights then turn back on?
They might well be taken on board, but you're not allowed to bring them up again in conversation.
Okay.
Hence the lights being turned off. It's a kind of sign.
All right.
You see?
All right.
When the lights are back on, we're out of the safe zone.
All right.
At the moment, we're in it. So you can say anything you want. It won't be taken personally by that member of the team. And coming later, your chance to play the honesty game on us. Okay. Chopper, you first.
Which one to choose?
That many, eh?
Do I say which member of the team as well?
Yes.
Scott. It has come to my attention recently that you are being incredibly selfish when it comes to hot drinks. Every other member of the team, when they go to get themselves a hot drink, whether it be tea or coffee or even hot chocolate from the machine, tends to ask the other members of the team if they would like a drink. You, every single time, walk into the studio with your own hot drink, having never asked any of the rest of us whether we'd like one. And I'd just like you to take on board the serious nature of what you do.
Okay, thank you, Mark. Okay, now it's my turn. Remember, we're all in the safe zone, so whatever gets said, we all forget about afterwards. You can choose to take it on board. But you're not allowed to take it personally or take this matter up with the person who said the comment afterwards. Okay, Laura. I feel lately that you have let yourself go. Not physically, although that might happen. Now you've got a boyfriend.
Yeah.
You might become complacent.
Yeah.
But I don't mean that. I mean in terms of your duties. You used to be fantastic at admin and sorting things out, and I feel now that you're not being as good as it as you were before. And I think you feel like it's a bit below you now, since we did the One Night with Laura tour. And Laura, making do just won't do. There's no I in team. Okay, so that's my one. Thank you, Scott. Just thank myself. Okay. Now one of the ones who doesn't speak. Over to you.
Maybe it's just the time of the month or something, but Laura's just like snappy all the time at me. And she just needs to snap out of it.
Okay, thank you, the one that doesn't speak. Laura.
Okay, mine's actually about you, Mark. I just can't help feeling that you've taken your eye off the ball a little bit recently. You're neglecting your sports duties. You're coming in later and later for the show.
I agree with that.
At every opportunity.
Oh, I'm not allowed, sorry.
You're shamelessly promoting your Chappers and Dave tours.
Newmarket next Friday.
And I just think that you just need to reprioritise a little bit and think about where your roots are, why you're here, where you came from.
And who made you in the first place.
That's right. And that's all I've got to say.
Okay. Thank you to all of you. Now let's turn the lights on and we're out of the safe zone. There we are.
Hello.
Do we all feel a lot better?
Mm. Yeah.
I feel a lot better.
Mm.
Yeah, I feel like we can really move on from this now. I feel like I've got a lot off my chest.
This is a download from the BBC. For more information, go to bbc.co.uk/radio1.